Yeah, we're going to start off with some football. Orlando Pirates coach Jose Riviero gearing up for his final Soweto derby in the league. And our Kaizer Chiefs, they welcome Orlando Pirates to the F&B Stadium on Saturday with a lot on the line for Chiefs vying for a top 8 finish. Orlando Pirates, of course, they still believe, there is belief in the Orlando Pirates camp that they can catch Mamelodi Sundowns. But let them be. It's mathematically still possible that they can overtake my champions elect Mamelodi Sundowns at the top. It's the 182nd derby, the first derby, 1970 in Jan. But of course, a bittersweet one for coach Jose Riviero, who's leaving the Buccaneers at the end of the season. Here he is talking at the Soweto Derby press conference yesterday about what it means to face Chiefs at the F&B Stadium for the final time and what he feels could be the result.
We understand the responsibility that we have in each and every game, and especially in this kind of occasion. So knowing the difficulty of this kind of games, like you said, is my last derby in the league, at least it's my last derby in the F&B. It's a special place for me, so for not only for me and for my players as well. So we're going to try to do our best to offer a good show, players to showcase their talent, us to help them as good as we can on the day, and again, hopefully, at least we can repeat the last result.
Yeah, so that is Kaizer Chiefs against Orlando Pirates, 182nd derby. Kickoff on Saturday is at 3 p.m. from the F&B Stadium. Manchester United have taken firm control of their Europa League semi-final against Athletic Bilbao. They won 3-0 the first leg in Spain. Tottenham's hopes of ending the season with silverware remain firmly alive after they won the first leg against Bodo Glimt 3-1. Boss Ange Postecoglou says the performance, everything a coach wanted to see.
Obviously, they scored the goal late, which does, I think, reflect our dominance in the game. But yeah, if we repeat that performance next week, then it'll be enough for us to get through.
Was one match in the Premier League, Brentford beating Nottingham Forest 2-0. South Africa's Kevin Lorena has defended his WBC Bridgeweight title after beating Sergey Ranchenko just 16 seconds into the third round. It was the first time that the WBC world title, the Bridgeweight Championship, was defended on South African soil, and Lorena made it a special night.
I told you, 14 months of no fighting. I used it as they're trying to take the food off the kids, my kids' table. Nobody's going to do that. When I turn up, I'll beat anyone. Heavyweights, bridgeweights, we got a call 2 days ago for a possible big fight.